Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The federal star witness in a federal lawsuit filed by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman admitted in court that she created a fake Facebook page pretending that she was a pro-life Christian. She did this in order to gather information on and entrap pro-life sidewalk counselors and preachers who appeared in front of the Choices Women's Medical Center in Jamaica, New York. And worse than that, we're going to be talking about the Attorney General, because he knew about this particular situation and didn't seem to have a problem with it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this came out during the testimony. This woman ultimately created this fake Facebook. The woman's name is Pearl Brady. She's a so-called abortion clinic escort leader, strongly pro-abortion, and she admitted that she created the fake Facebook profile of a, quote, Shelley Walker, close quote, even before the Attorney General's investigation began. She used a photo that she got, I guess, from Facebook, not even her photo,
pulled it from somebody else,
of someone else, and then she gave all kinds of information about who she supposedly was and that she lived in Saginaw, Michigan, etc. And worse than that, Matt, she informed the Attorney General, and he sat down and was completely aware of this.
Right.
And didn't want her to destroy anything.
Let me just stop you. When you say she's an escort leader, just to clarify, that means she takes these women and escorts them who are about to have abortion and kill their child.
So she doesn't want pro-lifers to come
near
them.
Right, so she has a very vested interest here.
Yeah, you think of the death walk with the person on death row
where the
guard takes them down the aisle. Here she leads these unborn children to their death, and she's engaging in this fraud on Facebook with the Attorney General's knowledge and evidently his full consent, maybe even encouragement. We don't know for sure, but he may even be behind this in part, and at least in continuing to facilitate it in order to try to entrap pro-lifers, which she didn't. She didn't get anybody doing anything.
No, they don't have any evidence about
nothing
that
whatsoever. The only evidence that is coming out in this trial of nefarious misdeeds are on the part of the Attorney General himself and these pro-abortion activists.
Yeah, and so, you know, after this became public, the Facebook of Shelley Walker was taken down. The interesting thing is that what she did, this Pearl Brady, under the guise of this fraudulent Shelley Walker, she created a Facebook and even a place where she lived. She said she was a bank teller, that she was from Saginaw, Michigan. She even posted weather reports from Saginaw as though she was posting them from Saginaw in real time.
She said she supported Ted Cruz and a pro-life Catholic priest.
Yeah, Father Frank Pavone. And then she sent out hundreds of friend requests, a number of people we know. And
this is creepy
ultimately
stuff.
When they found out about this after the trial testimony, they went and saw, they're a Facebook friend with Shelley Walker, and they defriended her. So her scheme was revealed. Now, when the Attorney General's office found out about this fake Facebook account during the investigation of the case, they simply told her, don't delete it. The AG has done nothing to ensure that his investigation has not been tainted with evidence. In fact, may well have used evidence. This is the Attorney General's office. This is from an attorney's standpoint. You can't have your client going around the attorney-client privilege or the attorney representation under your direction. In other words, when another party is represented, in this case, all the 13 defendants are represented by counsel, the Attorney General or no one from his office can directly contact them. They have to contact the attorney. But it seems as though here that one of the workers the Attorney General's office knew was in direct contact with some of these defendants and did not stop it. This is a real problem that has to be looked into in terms of the extent of what the Attorney General did or did not do with regards to encouraging this kind of a violation of attorney-client privilege and representation by attorneys.
What did he know and when did he know it? That is a key here because there may be sanctions that are appropriate here.
And as I recall, I remember reading that he publicly came out in previous situation addressing fraud, especially on social media, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. And he actually did.
Talk out forked tongue here, you know.
He did. Yeah, he actually addressed this and said that he was wanting to get to the bottom of this fraud and stop it, particularly fraud that occurred on social media.
Hello? And this is the highest office in the state?
He's speaking out of one side of his mouth and doing something on the other side. So he says that to the public. As the attorney general, they want to stop fraud in the social media. And on the other side,
but
it's okay as long as it's pro-abortion people trying to fraudulently entrap pro-life people.
He's collaborating with them. He's basically acting as the attorney, you know, for the private attorney in using the full weight and power of government in order to push a political agenda. And what, you know, what does he consider fraud? Well, this is the same guy that astonishingly, I still cannot believe these words came out of his mouth, the mouth of the highest law enforcement official in the state of New York. He said, don't forget, he said, quote, "We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view." And he said, and those pro-life Christians, quote, run their mouths with, quote, unlawful, un-American rhetoric. So what he considers fraud and unlawful rhetoric is simply the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the good news of that, and the good news that life is sacred from conception.
Yeah, he called Christians trying to counsel women considering abortion and to advocate for the rights of the unborn horrifying and illegal. They run their mouths, unlawful, un-American rhetoric, horrifying, illegal. We're not a nation where you can choose your point of view. I mean, where is this person coming from? This is a radical activist that has been blinded by this radical commitment to abortion and is using the office of the Attorney General to push this agenda. He has become very part of the issue and the problem himself, and has lost all objective reality in terms of his position as a law enforcement officer to enforce the law.
And, you know, I'd be curious to know if there's not some kind of financial incentive coming from this abortion clinic and from Planned Parenthood into his pocket.
Well, I'm sure when he runs for office, he gets lots of money from
there
the abortion industry.
Yeah.
He even said that he gave a press conference in front of the abortion clinic. And he said that he actually has, in his past, worked for an abortion clinic. And that's where he made this statement, Matt: we are not a nation where you can choose your point of view. Mm. I'm not sure what nation he thinks he's living in.
Well, this guy's a tyrant. He shouldn't, you know, be dog catcher, much less attorney general. No offense to dog catchers, but he shouldn't have any position of any authority or power in government, because this is a guy who has basically torn up the Constitution and trampled on it, shown utter disdain for our laws and for our rights.
And feels free to break the law on his own behalf.
Yeah, and you know, the woman who is the founder of this abortion clinic goes back to 1971, and in her memoir, Intimate Wars, she talks about how the foundation of abortion is the fact that the abortionist and the woman have this opportunity to take another human life when that human life may interfere with the choices of that woman. In other words, she also said in her own words that this unborn child is a, quote, unjust aggressor. I mean, it's just shocking.
And she said the very act of abortion empowers women.
And
that's
the foundation
tragic.
Of that is the taking
tragic.
Of a human life. That one person, one life can take another human life. That's the empowerment, she says. This is the person who collaborated and admitted so with the Attorney General. So we are still defending our client, Scott Fitchett Jr. He is a pre-K teacher, and he shares the gospel on public sidewalks, including in front of this abortion clinic. Pray for us as we are spending many, many hours defending his right to share the gospel peacefully on a public sidewalk. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us, because without your prayer and particularly your financial support, we wouldn't be able to stand with these individuals who are there on the public sidewalk to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. You can make online contributions there and learn more about how you can support Liberty Counsel at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.